The following acoustic mini-sode is 100% spoiler-free bonus content and is meant to laterally enhance the main story of Tendril. Bonus works like this are only possible with the support of our patrons, who we are deeply honored to have aboard. We'll be back just next week with the full episode 8 and the launch of our third arc. Enjoy! Beneath a dozen layers of concrete and armo steel and protection wards, an organism breathes. Today, you're going to kill it, or join it, whatever comes first. This is your first day of training as an agent of Tendril, sworn to protect the innocent from top-secret unhallowed anomalies. You're a lifelong heavy weapons merc, with a grudge against the vampires, or maybe swamp things, that feasted on your beloved. Or maybe you're a glasses type, the kind who has spent so many eye-blistering hours cocooned over occult tomes that banishing spells are as natural for you to recite as your ABC. Or it could be that you're a specter, a shadow, or a will-o'-the-wisp, and you simply can't be stopped by the puny aforementioned protections. Maybe you belong down here in the dark, and the dark has invited you in. You're a man, or a woman, or one of the millions of steps between and all around. You're human. You're ex-human. You've never seen a human. You're half-android, full-cyborg, half-dead, undead, quadruped, sapient, alien, mammalian, Australian. Just kidding. We all know what happened to Australia. Whatever the case, you're here. Ratcheting and trundling perilously downward in a perfectly round elevator, scrawled on all surfaces with glowing runes, exposed tubes pumping neon, hot lava, and some sort of black ichor to various sublevels of Tendril HQ. If it wasn't supposed to look like an elevator to hell, they done fucked up. You clock one other tidbit, the screens. In addition to the clearance warnings and wooby talismans, an array of digital readouts rattle off, yep, none other than your own vitals. Your weight, if you have physical mass, pulse, blood alcohol content, slime viscosity, spirit luminescence, corruption quotient, age, birthplace, childhood pets, kill count, lives remaining, and on and on. Even in the age of deep learning corpse spyware, you've never been nailed down like this. Or maybe not. Maybe they've missed something. Maybe there's one secret they'll never know. Good luck keeping it. There's one thing they're really harping on, your pulse. A bold green EKG skips and wavers on every wall. You watch it quicken as it watches you watch yourself being watched. Your lifeline reaches a tremulous peak as the vessel settles. Gulped, heavy air stings your throat. Ding! Welcome, recruit. The stench of the grave smacks you hard as the elevator door kicks open. Your instructions were blunt and simple. Rendezvous in field fatigues with Sergeant Serata, the shark-faced, barb-tongued Rhizotian. As the story goes, she's veiled in a shadowy mist, the mark of her possession by 100 lost souls off a ghost ship she plundered. A cursed yet empowered swashbuckler be she. This storied warrior was set to mentor you, run you through some obstacle courses, get you up to speed on the tech. Mild complication? She's dead. Serata lies glassy-eyed, sword in hand, frozen in a debased contortion on the ground, nearly a statue drenched in blood. Or maybe she's dangling upside down, bound in a bevy of gooey strands, still lolling her tongue about as her insides sluice steadily out from her mouth to the floor. Perhaps she is carved into chunks from head to fin, or reduced to an ashen skeleton, or a husk, drained of all color and moisture. There's no two ways about it. One of the things got her. And Serata sure ain't the only victim. Your panicked flashlight sweep reveals that the butchery extends down the lengthy main hallway and beyond. Must be a dozen Tendril agents and admins, mowed down, chewed up, and spat out by whatever vile thing got loose. The walls are scorched black with plasma, and limbs gripping guns litter the soaked floor. Harder-boiled soldiers than you put up a desperate last stand here, and still fell to the massacre. Your heartbeat hammers as it spikes and jags on the walls. There are dozens of other EKG readouts, but oddly they look to be the only functioning tech down here. Lights sputter and die, consoles spark and fume, steam coughs from every pipe. Looks like the elevator lost power the moment you landed, but the pulse beats on. That can't be right. You almost have time to consider it before you hear the growl, or the screech, or wail, the moan, the snarl, the squelch, the grind, the psychotic sneer in the middle distance, unmistakable as the source of this evil. It's here. It could be right around the corner. Fumbling in the dark, you liberate a weapon from Serata that fits your style decently enough. The sword. A long arm, short arm, shotgun, sniper rifle, grenade launcher, blade launcher, flamethrower, leaf blower, take your pick. It's there. You ready it, perhaps shakily, and hug the wall, stowing your flashlight. Wrong. Wail! That sound taunts you again, raking at your resolve. Everything is blurry. The heartbeat display has gone red. That can't be good. Yet you resist the instinct to cower in the corner. You signed up for this. No way to know if you stand a chance or not, but you'd better try. You inch agonizingly along the wall, ginger steps avoiding the gore on the floor. Or tromping right through. Maybe the gore doesn't bother you. Maybe the death down the hallway is all you focus on. You reach the corner at last, chowing down on deep breaths meant to stabilize you but doing a sorry job of it. You tense your finger on the trigger, and you peek. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Wait, something? Nope, nothing. Just another set of corpses and hacked up machinery. The shadows ripple, but they still as you wade deeper. Perhaps the beast has abandoned the scene. Perhaps you were just late enough to live. You sigh out a dense cloud of vapor and turn around. Jump scare! The damn monster is never where you left it. Behind you stands the Slayer in the keep. And it's the perfect bane for you. It's your lost love, transfigured into a wraith, hair and clothes blowing in an unreal wind, snatching at your throat with spindly talons. Or it's a spine-crusted demon that you failed to banish fully in your early days, belching fire and stabbing at your gut. Or it's a soul reaper gone wild, its sickle embedded fully in a soldier's sternum, its callous, skeletal face blasting frigid air into you, the crypt chill meant to drag you to your doom. It's a giant spider, it's a manticore, it's a living doll, it's a chupacabra, it's a killer clown, it's whatever you feared most your whole life. You scream something incoherent. You fire your weapon recklessly, unceasingly, uselessly, as the entity descends upon you. You run, but not away. Toward. This death was meant for you. It seems you always belonged in its clutches, and Tendril was merely the courier. As the EKGs reach an urgent spasm, they explode, one by one. All your lifelines are used up. Pain. Darkness. Flatline. Then you step out of the elevator. No, really, you step out of the elevator into Tendril HQ, into warm lighting and bustling military atmosphere. Utterly dizzied and groggy, you stumble to your knees, overwhelmed by the mere rush of being... alive? Someone chuckles at you from what might as well be 50 meters up. You muster the strength to lift your head, and you see a sea monster's face grinning devilishly down at you. Sergeant Serata, in one piece. She teases you, relentlessly. The AR sim in the elevator took you on one hell of a trip, eh? What a nasty monster you conjured up for yourself, you sick puppy! The docs on hand thought you'd go into cardiac arrest, but no, you kept fighting, even as your fear responses spiked straight through the standard ceiling. Her grin loses its glint of cruelty. Impressive. Serata claps a fin on your back and offers you a mug of coffee, or kombucha, or a shot of bourbon, or a Triblamirin dude root joint. Relax. You've passed the first test, she explains, as the hard-boiled officers you saw torn to shreds moments ago nod and wave at you, welcoming you home. You've experienced your most horrifying possible death, and it didn't extinguish your bravery. You've proven your unique set of skills will help save innocent lives. even in the nightmare scenario. You belong. Down here in the rank, unsanctified depths of fear, normal people are all the same. But Tendril agents are different. This episode was written, narrated, and scored by Ryan Borses. Tendril was created by Taylor Finneran, Brian Finneran, Caitlin Radel, and Ryan Borses.